February 17th, 2020, Brachot 44.
This Gemara follows immediately after the Gemara that's quoted that the person, it's better to throw yourself in a furnace than to embarrass somebody in public. That's probably the connection. What's the second one? It is sort of severe. Whether it's meant literally is an interesting halachic question. The Rav Yaakov Ettinger has a tshuva that it's literal. He's, I think, the only one, pretty much. He's not the only one, but he's that it actually is literal. That it's like the same way you can't commit adultery to save your life, you can't murder to save your life, you cannot embarrass somebody in public to save your life. That's a very wild view, but. He does write that halacha lemaisa in a tshuva. At least
what if it's part of, like, if you're a spy?
Ah, so that was, we had Rav Tavor was here a few weeks ago. So he explained that as a spy, it could be a spy for Israel is allowed to commit adultery. As crazy as that sounds, for national pikuach nefesh, the halachas are different than for private pikuach nefesh. Okay, so let's continue here. Tana Rabbanan. It's about five lines before they get wide. Amen gimel amud beit. Shish, Tana Rabbanan, around here. Shish advarim, gnai who the Talmud Chacham, right there. Mem give about six lines before they get wide. The fourth word on the line. Tana Rabbanan, our rabbis taught. Shish advarim gnai lo the Talmud Chacham. There's six things that are inappropriate. It doesn't look good for a Torah scholar to be involved in. Al teitze kishu mevusam. Very interesting. He shouldn't wear perfume. Talmud Chacham shouldn't wear perfume. That's what the Gemara says. Lashuk, when he goes to the marketplace. Ayetze yichidi v'layla, which applies to everybody. We've discussed this. The person shouldn't, as we discussed yesterday also, a person shouldn't go out alone at night. He shouldn't go out alone at night. Al yetze b'min alim hametula'im. He shouldn't go out with shoes that are torn, basically. Val yisaper imisha bashuk. He shouldn't talk to women in the marketplace. Maybe he can talk to women not in the marketplace, but yisaper imisha bashuk. It's inappropriate to be schmoozing with the women in the marketplace. Al yeshe b'chavura shel amei aretz. He shouldn't join in a group of amei aretz. Amei aretz has different connotations, different applications in different places. But let's say someone who's ignorant, often it meant someone who's not so observant. Whatever, he shouldn't hang out with them. Vayichaneish b'achrona lebeit medrash. He shouldn't be the last person in the beis medrash. Okay. Vayeshamrim, the Gemara is going to explain these a little bit. Vayeshamrim aflo yivsep yipsiyak gedol kasa. He shouldn't take a big step when he walks. Vayalech b'komas gufa. He shouldn't go standing very erect and very upright. He should be a benched over. I'm sorry? Okay. Little humble, their hands behind the back. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says, Al yetze kishuhu mevusam lashuk. Amar Rav Avah b'rei d'Rav Chiya b'Rava, Amar Rav Yochanan. Why not? So this is pretty wild. What's wrong with going out with wearing perfume? So the Gemara says, it's b'makom. I'm sorry?
People have allergies.
So that's today. That's modern reason you can't wear, and that applies to everybody. No, this is specifically for a Talmud Chacham. Alia b'makom shechashudim amishkav zachor. It's a place where homosexuality is common, and we're afraid. You know why is he dressed up? Why? Presumably, the assumption of the Gemara is only women wear perfume normally, right? Mm. That I'm assuming that's the reason.
They wore perfume because no one ever took baths.
That's also true, right? So, if you understand that normally when we're so why is he wearing perfume? In other words, it's abnormal to wear. If it's normal to wear perfume, then what's the big deal? So it's abnormal apparently.
Right.
So afraid he's getting dressed up to meet his boyfriend. Now this is astounding. This is astounding. We're afraid the Talmud Chacham is going to be involved in Mishkav Zachor, but like the Gemara we had about 15 pages ago when Shmuel Hakatan. Composed Vilna Moshinim, and the rabbis were afraid he got up to daven the next year, and he couldn't remember Vilna Moshinim, so they were going to throw him out of because they thought he's a heretic. And so, in other words, they had no, we don't care who you are. Like, people are human beings, people do all kinds of things. We don't care, you can be the greatest Talmud Chacham in the world. We have to suspect that you might have done something wrong. The Gemara does say, if you see a Talmud Chacham do something wrong, you should assume He did tshuva, but the fact that they could do something wrong, so this is like an astounding Gemara. Now, it could be that it's we're not really afraid of it, it's just what people are going to say. That's a more, it's not that he would, chas v'shalom, ever get involved in this, it's just people would say he's involved. What is, like, more Maradine? Right, in a place where homosexuality is common. If it's not common, you don't have to worry about it. Now, maybe he's dressing up to concern with a woman. The Gemara's not afraid of that. It's an interesting...
Well, like, it is.
So now, your point. Amar Rav Sheshet lo amrinan lo bigdo. That's only his clothing. Aval begufo. He puts perfume on his body, Zeya Balma, Zeya Mavra, then it's deodorant. He's doing his form of deodorant, first white line, and the first white line, then it's okay. Amra Papa Visaro Kibigda. What about in his hair? So it's a machloket. Is his hair like his clothing, or his hair, in which case it wouldn't be allowed, or is his hair like his body, in which case it would be allowed? Amra Le Kigufo Dami. Okay, Valyatse Yechidi Balayla. Why shouldn't he go out at night? Ah, Mishum Chashta. So the first one was afraid with the woman, men, and they're afraid on the men. Shilznut. What's a man? People didn't walk out at night. Enough lights. What's he going out at night? He's going to visit the prostitutes. That's basically what we're afraid. Again, whether we're afraid that really is true, or that's what people are going to say. That's only if he doesn't normally go out at night. But let's say he has a shiur every night. He gives a daf yomi shiur every night. So every night he walks out at night. Right. So everybody knows. Everybody knows. The rabbi walks at night because he's going to a shiur. Everybody knows. What's this about? This is not some sexual sin we're afraid of. So Masaila Rachi Barava, Dama Rachi Barava, Gnai Latamichacham Shiat Sebi Min Lalim. It's not good. The Rambam writes, if Tamachacham walks out with a stain on his clothing, it's a Chilul Hashem. A Tamachacham represents Torah, and he has to dress properly, he has to speak properly, he has to be a model.
You were talking about him walking alone, right?
No, this is a separate thing. That was walking alone is one thing. Now he should never walk out in torn shoes. It's inappropriate.
That's all he has.
He's very poor. So if he was very poor, that's not good. You have to make sure the rabbi is paid well, so he can afford shoes. Yeah. Any Rav Chiya v'Rav Anafik, the Gemara says, but Rav Chiya did it. Amar Zut, where there he had like a, he put like a one on top of the other. You couldn't notice, I guess, how inappropriate it was. But lo amran ala b'fanta avav b'glida leitam. But that's only if it's on the you got the top part of the shoe. What's that called? On the bottom part, like the heel, below the heel. So nobody can see. If you got holes in the bottom of your shoe, so maybe it's uncomfortable, maybe it isn't good, but people aren't going to notice. People aren't going to say anything about that. That's only if you're walking in around the street. But Veta, you want to walk in your house with that, in your house, you do whatever you want. No one's there, no one's going to say anything. That's okay. That's only in the summer. I guess he should walk barefoot if he doesn't have shoes. Aval b'imot hakshamim, when yeah, got to wear something. That's all he has. It's a rainy season, Lake Lamban. But then it's okay. V'yisafir imisha b'shuk amar b'chista v'afilu hi ishto. Even his wife. Wild. Shouldn't talk a lot with his wife in the street. Tanya, davihachi afilu hi ishto v'afilu hi bito. His daughter, his sister, l'fisha ein hakuo b'ki mikrova. This is why. Like, people don't know it's his wife. The guy's walking on the street holding his wife's hand. People aren't going to know. They're going to think he's hanging out with who knows who. So he can't do that. He shouldn't hang out with Amayaritz. My Tama Dilma Atulim Shucha Betre. Because people get influenced by their surroundings. So if they're 10 Amayaritz and one Tama Chacham, they're going to be schmoozing about Narishkeit and etc. So he shouldn't hang out. These are like... whatever, how exactly you apply this, you know, what the relationship between the Talmud Chacham and the Hamonam should be, I would say today it's different, or it should be different. Truth of the matter is, Rav Lichtenstein pointed out once, in the yeshiva world, it's become much more, the great Rabbanim are totally separate from the people. That's a new part of Jewish history. Yeah, they didn't leak like this. Okay, can't be the last one in the Beit Medrash. Why not? Has to be the first one in the basement.
Doesn't look good.
Okay, of course not. The rabbi comes, the late to shul, doesn't look good. Mishum dekara leposheb. By the way, okay, rabbi can't learn in shul either in davening. It's you're not allowed to learn in davening. That's a big issue. Every often rabbis are learning. Right, it's wrong. It's better than talking. It's better than talking in shul. But
names.
No. It's a very common thing. A lot of rabbis learn in Chazar to Shatz. It's a you're not supposed to for a variety of reasons. We've explained. We've discussed this many times in the past. That we will go on. Even though he shouldn't take a large step. He shouldn't be running in the street. Or it's not good for the eyes. I don't know if that is scientifically true. If he takes big steps, he walks very quickly. Big step. We probably assume it is good exercise, whatever. It takes away 1/500th of his eyesight. I don't know when you run, you don't see as well. I have no idea. I don't know what the scientific thing is. Okay. Maita kante lahadre bigdusha. What's this again? I'm sorry, yeah. Deve shamshe. I'm sorry. Valyalech bekoma skufa. He shouldn't walk very erect. It's arrogance. When you walk, you know, upright, also you should walk a little bit humble. You should be of a little bit thing. Okay, Mishnah. They bring something, they bring really salty herring to eat. So we've been discussing that if you have two foods, let's say one food is the main food and one food is the secondary food. So you only make one bracha. Let's say you eat a baraka. So we assume you make a mezonot, even though there are potatoes in the middle. So we make an adam on the potatoes. Eat that alone. It's subsumed under the brick. You're not eating the potato. You wouldn't eat that plain. So here you have an example where by bread, normally we assume bread is the main food, which is the basis of the halacha, that if you make hamotzi, you don't have to make any other bracha, which we discussed many times. If Chazal were alive, I'm convinced they would change that halacha, because we don't eat like this anymore. Whereas they used to eat bread, with the food. And even if you eat bread at the beginning, a big piece of bread, that's not your meal. But anyways, that's what we do. If you eat bread, everything else is subsidiary to the bread, and you don't have to make any bracha. But here, the bread is served just to remove the salt from the very spicy food, so you would make a shahakol. You wouldn't make a bracha on the bread. You wouldn't make mochi. You wouldn't have to wash. Yeah, that comes up sometimes. Where you use the bread to absorb the whatever the spices or the etc. So you don't have to make a bracha on the bread. Shapat tefila lo zekla koshu ikar v'mot tefila mevrechal ikar portera tefila. This is a general rule. When you have two foods, you make the bracha on the main food. Is that really true? Do we have such a thing? We're talking about these amazing fruits, the peirot ginusar. They come from Rashi said they come from the sea of Yam HaKineret. They're more important than pot. The fruit, you know, good fruits in Israel, it's better than bread. Today, is no chiddush. Most people today would say fruit is better than bread. It's healthy. We eat differently. But to say that there's food better than bread, that was like a big chiddush. So peirokinu sar, yeah, if you eat those with bread, then you only make a bori per eitz, you don't make a motzi lechem min haaretz. I'm a Rabbi Bar Chana. So Rabbi Bar Chana, that brings a story. Kiyav es lina matrei de Rabbi Yochanan. When I went to Rabbi Yochanan's house, when I follow him, lemecha peirokinu sar. When we would go to bring him these fruits, ki havina be meya matina le lechol echad asara. When we were 100 people, everybody would bring 10 fruit. And if we were 10 people, matina le lechol echad echad meya meya. So everybody would bring 100. In other words, they would bring him 1,000 fruit. Peirokin asar. He liked them. Bechol meya minayu havi machzik le sana bar tlata se. They had to bring 3 huge buckets. To bring 1,000 fruit to somebody, you've got to bring a lot. Bachalahu umishtabeh, he ate from it, Rav Yochanan. Umishtabeh de lo time ziyuna. So he swore that he didn't eat yet. He didn't have hazan, he didn't have nourishment yet. So the Gemara says that can't be. Ziyuna sakadadik ela ema mizona means like this. You have to say he liked it. Mizona, it didn't fill him up. Why didn't it fill him up? Because he wanted more. because the fruit were so good. It's like today, you go to a wedding, they serve, you know, sushi, you know, you have 48 pieces, but when you can put 5,000 pieces of sushi, I don't know if they get eaten or anything at the Kiddush, right? So I'm never full. I always want more. So that's what the verse says. Rav Avahu Achilataha Bisharik Ledudva Me Afote. So Ravahu ate so much that, exactly what this means, but the his face became so shiny, so he was so excited, so happy that a fly would could slide off his face. His face was so slippery, you know, the mosquito, the fly can't stay on his face. Okay, no. Some of these are a little bit exaggerations. The Gemara does love. I'm sorry.
The fruit juice is splashing on him.
Not the fruit, the desire. No, I understand that he was so happy. He felt so good eating the fruit that his face, you know, his face lit up. You know, somebody's in a really good mood. His face lit up and it was shiny. And it's an exaggeration, I assume. Rabami v'rav asiya v'achliya de natur mizayu. Whether they eat here? What does that mean? I'm sorry?
Same stuff.
How does he translate that exactly?
He said, "Would eat them the fruit."
Right.
Until their hair fill out.
Oh, right. The natur mizayu. Reish Lak, Rav Shimon Bar Lakish is a very unusual way of putting Reshbal. Rav Shimon Bar Lakish, Habiachil Ademarid, until he went nuts. he went out of it. He ate so much. You know, you eat so much, then you get filled. Is it? Hyperbole, yes. There's a lot of that in the Gemara, especially in Agarata. Yeah, Vamarlu. The problem is sometimes you don't know. Occasionally you don't know. I was just last night. I think I was looking. We're going to see a story in a second. Well, one of the, I think with the Marsha talks about it. Oh, the Vamarlu Rav Yochanan Ledvenesia. Vahavi Meshader Le Rav Yudan Nesia Ba Alushe Abraitu Maite Le Levete. Okay, so what happens? He had all these people coming. Kiyate Rabdimi Amar, Ir Achat Haitelo Liyanai HaMelech. Yanai HaMelech had a city. Yanai HaMelech was not a good guy. He had a city. That's what I think the Marsha says. That this is an exaggeration because the Gemara doesn't mention what's it. They're telling a story. So they don't mention enough specific details to make it real. In the next story, they're going to mention a specific detail, and it says, that tells us the story is real. I'm not sure that means it's real 100%, but anyways, that's what he said. So, Irataita Bahar Melech, in the King's Mountain, Shayumitz Motzimi Menu Shishim Ribo Safle Tarit Lekotzitze Tainim. They add Shishim Ribo. A Ribo is 10,000. So, 10,000 is 600,000. Now, clearly, there's a reference here to Klal Yisrael because we assume the Jewish people, when they left Egypt, are Shishim Ribo, 600,000. Yanai Melech, not at all. He killed all the rabbis. Okay, Shishim Ribo, Savle Terev Mekotzte Tenim Erev Shabbos. From 1 week to another, they had 600,000 of these figs that they harvested from 1 week to the other. Had so many workers.
No, 600,000. Of the sardine bowls to feed the workers who are harvesting the figs.
Right, he had 600,000, right, to feed for all the people.
Sardines.
Yeah, oh, sardines. Yeah, not the peyrokinisar, right?
So they're harvesting the figs, but they need to eat.
Right. The halacha is when you work, you can eat all the food you want. Anyways, that's you can even eat more than, okay, for a worker. Kiyati Rabin, Amar Ilan Achad Hayelo Liyanai HaMelech. He had a tree. Bahar Melech Sheyum Moridim Menu Arba Im Seah Goes Lot 40 Seah is
a measure.
Yeah, Seah in land measure in it's like different types. A Seah is 50 by 50 Amot, about 75 feet by 75 feet. Yeah, it's like a Beit Seah. That's an area like a
liquid measure of the mikveh.
Yeah, there's different. Right, so there's the liquid measure, and then there's the. I don't know what you call it, like an agricultural
grain,
measure.
Yeah.
No, because the Gemara says kavim and seyot, you divide. So a beit seyah is an area that you 50 by 50. I'm pretty sure. Anyways, but here it's they had 40. Arbim seyah goes lot Mishalosh brechot b'chodesh. Lambs, whatever, little animals, chicks, right, from every month. He had to Rav Yitzchak, Amar Irachadei Taberet Yisrael. See, it's what he said, V'kufa Nichma. So here they mention the name of the city. It's a real story, not just some story. You know, they tell stories about the king. They're describing his wealth, his great, look at all the stuff he had, and look at how much the land gave out. Produce is also in a certain way it's the praise of Eretz Yisrael. Sheyava shmonim zon zugot achim kohanim nesuim leshmonim zugot achayot. So there were 80 kohanim brothers who married 80 sisters. Two brothers married two sisters. The two kohanim married two sisters. Ubatku rabbanan. The rabbis went to, this is pretty wild. Where do you find 80 kohanim? 80 groups of kohanim to two brothers marrying two sisters. So batku rabbanan misurvat nahardu velo ashkechuba bar mibentet mivnatet Rav Chisda. They only found one couple. They only found the daughters of Rav Chisda. That was the only case. Davi nesumim, they were married l'rami bar chama l'mar ukva bar chama. They were married to the two sons of Mar Ukva, Rami bar chama and Rami bar chama l'mar ukva bar chama. I'm sorry, the two sons of chama. The afagav the inu ave kahanta inu lo have kahane. So he says that it didn't really happen, even though they were kohanot, they weren't really kohanim. Okay. Right?
So what's the point of that story?
What's the point of that story?
Okay, you're talking about salted foods, and we're talking about wonderful fruit that Rabbi Yochanan liked to eat, and how the people who ate with him, it had effects on them. And we're talking about Rav Dimi and 600,000 bowls of sardines. And then we're talking about Rav Dimi and the pigeons. And
right, so what is this story doing here? So I don't know exactly. Yeah, what is this story adding to the flow of the Gemara? Yeah, I don't know. I have to think about it a little bit. So any suit, if you don't have salt at a meal, the food is no good. That's not a meal. It's bland. The food is too bland. Rashi says, nice cooked food. Nice liquid, nice cooked food. That a type of soup. That's how Rashi seems to say.
Unless you're on a low salt diet because you have blood pressure issues.
Okay. There you go. All right. Let's get to this. Is actually much more applicable. Mishnah achala anavi mutanim v'rimonim. A person ate grapes or figs or pomegranates. Mivarach areim shalosh brachot. You have to bench. You have to say three brachot. We don't assume like that. In other words, that's considered a meal. Whether it's all fruit or just the shivat minim, you can't tell from this line. But these are, of course, three of the shivat minim. So if you eat them, you have to make, you have to do full berachat hamazon, the three brachot of berachat hamazon, which ends up on Nebrachim of Yerushalayim. That's the fourth bracha, Tov HaMeitiv, is a rabbinic add-on. First Hazanato Kol, Al-Aretz V'Al-Hamazon, and Nebrachim of Yerushalayim HaMein. So you have to do, if you eat, according to this opinion, according to the first opinion in the Mishnah, Rabban Gamliel, a person has to bench when he eats figs and fruit, etc. The Chachamim Amrim, no, bracha chad v'en shalosh. You just say alamichya, basically. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, afilu achal shalach, v'hum is ono. Even if you eat fried foods, you eat the meat and a piece of fish, whatever, but that's your meal. That's what we do all today. So I mentioned last week, Rabbi Yoel Ben-Nun, Rabbi Yoel Ben-Nun, he does this. He eats a meal with no bread. That's a meal. We don't eat. If you're full, in the time of the Gemara, it was inconceivable that somebody ate a full meal without bread. Today, that's not at all true. It's many people go from Shabbos to Shabbos without washing the whole week. So we would bench. So if tumizono, if that's your meal, that question that comes up, pizza, all these things, when you have to bench. Varakalav, shalosh brachot. Hashota maim litzamo. If you drink water because you're thirsty, if you drink water to put down the food, or you drink water to take aspirin. So apparently you don't have to make a bracha. It's only if you take water That's what the Mishnah seems to say. Had shotamim litzamo. If you're thirsty, so you want to drink water, mivarach shakol niyabidvaro. That's what we do. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, no, he has another bracha. Barein afashot rafav v'chasronam. Seems to be the bracha vishona. That's what we say after we eat non-bread food. But okay, this is what he said. My time in the Rabban Gamliel. So why does Rabban Gamliel say you have to bench if you eat figs and grapes? So it says, apparently it is connected to the Shivat meaning. Dichtiv Eretz Chita V'Sara, it says in the Pasuk, and that's the lead up to the mitzvah Birchat HaMazon. This is in Parshat Ekev. Uchtiv Eretz Asher Lo B'Mizgunu Tuchel Balechem, Uchtiv Achalta V'Svata Barakta D'Shem. So just a couple of psukim before the mitzvah V'Achalta, V'Achalta V'Svata is going on the entire Parsha. And therefore, you have to eat, you have to bench if you just have part of the Shivat meaning. Rabbanan. So why do the rabbis disagree? I'm sorry? Right, v'achalta v'svata, if you're full.
I eat those fruits, I'm never satisfied. I have to
eat. Right, so the Ein Achinami, that's the story before, right? Rav Yochanan, right, that was he wouldn't bench, apparently. Because, right, he wasn't satisfied. That's apparently what the story is saying. Okay, so v'rabbanan eretz hivsik, ha'inyan. So the Rabbanan say that the... there's a parsha, the barachta, the mitzvah, the bench only going on the immediately prior, like parsha. The psukim eretz chita v'sarah given to everyone is sort of a few psukim is too early. That's not going on that. Rabban Gamliel nami eretz mafsik. So why doesn't Rabban Gamliel hold that there's a sort of intervening you know pasuk? So it says no, how whom violate that intervening is telling us the muti hakosem et hachita. Come to tell us a person he takes wheat and he raw wheat doesn't make into bread, makes raw wheat, and he bites it, he puts it in his mouth, he eats it. So that person doesn't have to make birchat hamazon unless you turn the wheat into bread, eat raw wheat, so then you don't have to make birchat hamazon. That's what that's teaching us. But if you eat wheat that's turned into bread, that's obvious, but if you eat figs and dates and pomegranates, so then you have to say Birchat HaMazon. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kol Shehiu Mechameshet Haminim B'Tchila Mevarech Alav Borei Minei Mizonot. It's interesting to mention in the Borei Minei Mizonot does not appear in the Mishnah. It's a little bit strange. I don't know. The bracha does not appear in the Mishnah Dal. You wouldn't know the bracha existed if you just learned the Mishnah. But here in the Gemara, we know that. So if you eat cake, you make a mizonot. So koshu mechamesha naminim tchila. My alarm clock goes off. I never hear it. Just how do I turn off the alarm clock? Sorry. You know, I never have my phone with me at this time. Give me 1 second. Okay. All right. And afterwards he said, Me'ein Shalosh. It's a alamich, it's a shortened form of Birchat HaMazon. It's like Havineinu, that we learned the Havineinu, the shortened form of the Shmoneh Esrei. Amar Rav Bar Mari, Amar Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, Koshu Mishivat Minim. Anything that's from the Shivat Minim, Yivarech Alav Bori Pri Eitz. What about if it's not the Shivat Minim? Ulevasov, Bracha Achad Mein Shalosh. And then you say Alamichya afterwards. Amarle Abayler of Dimi, my Ninhu, Bracha Achad Mein Shalosh. What is this Bracha Achad Mein Shalosh? One that's like three. Amarle, Priya Eitz, Al Eitz, Al Priya, you have to make it all Priya Eitz, Al Eitz, Al Priya Eitz, Al Nuad Asa that. Familiar, the words is what we say. We thank God for the fruit and the what grows from the ground, Al Eretz Chamda, the beautiful land of Israel, Tovar Chavash, Inchata Lavatenu, Lachom Yifriel, this woman with Tovar, Rachem Hashem Elokecha. God, have mercy on the land. And the Jewish people, Al Yisrael Amechav, Al Yerushalayim Rechav, Al Mikzachav, Al Mikzachav, Et Yivnei Yerushalayim, Irkot Shechav, Bimhei Rabbi Yameinu. So you can see that the bracha was composed after the destruction of the temple. Otherwise, you don't pray for the restoration of Jerusalem. You only have to pray if there isn't built. Bimhei Rabbi Yameinu, Valeinu Letocha, they can build Jerusalem, but we can stay here in Toronto. You have to go up to the land. right? V'samchenu ba'akia, okay. Kia yatotov u'meitiv, oh, hold on. Okay, yeah. L'chol chameshet aminim, if you eat from the five grains, that's basically we assume wheat, barley, oats, belt, and rye, whether that's exactly true is... And the question not for now. So you say, instead of say, you have to put if it's a fruit, you say, you say what you're eating. So you change the beginning of the bracha v'chotem ala arts v'al hamichya. Michtam b'may chatim. Kiyat ravdimi ima rav chatim. The Rosh Chodesh, so how do you, what's the end of the bracha? So it says, on Rosh Chodesh, you say Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodeshim, right? We know, like we say on Shabbos Mekadesh HaShabbat. We say on Yontif on Rosh Chodesh Mekadesh Yisrael, God sanctifies Israel. It's the Jewish people who sanctify Rosh Chodesh. The Shabbos has nothing to do with the Jewish people. That's sanctified from before the beginning of creation. There were no Jewish people. Shabbat is inherent. It's part of nature. Yontif, that's only part of the Jewish people. That's only if the Jewish people sanctified. So that's why the bracha. Mekadesh Yisrael v'Roshei Chodeshim. Hachamai, so what about here in Al Hamichya? So Rav Chista Amar Al Haaretz v'Al Peiroteha. On the land and its fruits. Sounds like he's living in Israel. With Rav Yochanan Amar Al Haaretz v'Al Peirot. On the land, like in the land, not V'Al Peirot, on the fruits. Not our fruits, but those fruits. Amar Rav Amram Lo Plige. There's no argument. Halahan v'haluhu, it depends where you are living. Rav Chista lived in Babel, so he says, al ha'aretz v'al peirotah. He says, on the fruit of Israel, on their fruit. And Rav Yochanan, who lived in Israel, says, al ha'aretz v'al peirot, the fruit's living here. So the Gemara says it should be the opposite. Amar Rav, matkiv la ramangulav bar Yitzchak, inu achle v'anan mevarchim. They're going to eat. They eat and we bench al peirotah. It's got a it has to fit for what we're eating, what fruit we're eating. So ela epuch, it's the opposite. Rav Chista amar al haaretz v'al ha-peirot, right? Rav Chista, who lived in Babel, doesn't say peirotah, says aretz and the peirot. And Rav Yochanan amar al haaretz v'al peiroteha. Right, peiroteha, meaning the fruit of the land of Israel, would make the bracha. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi Mishum Rabbeinu, alabeya on eggs, val mine kufra. Rashi says meat, on kolkatz, whatever. Betchila mevarach shakol, that's what we do. Make the bracha shakol. Ulebaso parenef hashot rafot, that's what we do. You only say alamitkia if it's eat one of the five grains or the shivat minim. Right, aval yiraka lo. But on vegetables, you don't make a bracha when you finish. That's Russia. No bracha. You eat all the cucumbers and potatoes you want. You make a borei pi adama, and you don't have to say anything when you're finished. Good, interesting.
It's rabbit food.
Rabbit food.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. Are there any? Yeah, we'll finish in a couple minutes. But yeah, I have to go. Go. Okay. Rav Yitzchak Amar.
Thank you.
Okay, you'll come back during the week if you liked it.
Yeah.
Okay. Rav Yitzchak Amar Afilu Yiraka. Even if you eat only vegetables, you have to make a bracha achrona. About Maya lo, but not after water. You drink water, there's no bracha after you finish. Rav Papa Amar Afilu Maya. Even for water, you have to make a bracha after. Marzutra Avi to Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. So Marzutra, it's cute how the Gemara is going to tell you how to remember this. Marzutra did like Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, that he didn't make a bracha when he ate fruit afterwards. Rav Simi Bar Ashi Avi to Rav Yitzchak. He did like Rav Yitzchak, and he did. Simana, how do you remember? Chad ketrei vitrei kachad. One is two, and two is one. So it says like this. What does that mean? Marzutra has one name. They don't call him by his father. So he followed Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, who does have his father. So the one who has one name followed the person of two names. And Rav Simi Bar Ashi, who has two names, did like Rav Yitzchak, who has one name. So one like two, two like one. Of course, you have to remember what the one said and what the two said, but it's a cute thing. Okay, Amar Rav Ashi, Ana Zamna Dichti, Dichtiv mitacharna. Oh, ana zimna dechimicharna vino kikula. That's wild. Rav Ashi says, when I remember, if I happen to remember, I'll say a bracha after everything, after a while. If I don't remember, I won't say the bracha. In other words, you're schmoozing. You don't remember if you said the bracha or not. If he remembers, he'll say the bracha. It's also very wild. Okay, let's just do a little bit. And then we'll stop. Get to the two dots, hopefully. Knan. Koshatan bracha l'acharav tom bracha l'fanav. Anything that you have to make a bracha afterwards, like food. Let's say you eat bread, eat a meal, whatever. You have to make a bracha beforehand. Yeshatam bracha lefanav, as we've been learning. There's some things that have a bracha before you do it. The ain't tom bracha lachara, but you don't have to make a bracha afterwards. So Bishlama, the Gemara says, this makes sense. Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi lafuka yiraka. Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi said, if you eat vegetables, no big deal. So you eat, you don't have to make, you make the bor piyatam, and you don't make a bracha afterwards. Good, we have that. Rav Yitzchak, it makes sense by water. You make a shahakol and you don't make a bracha after water. Rav Papa says you always make a bracha, even after water. So where do you have an example of something where you make a bracha only at the beginning and the end? So the answer is wild. And the question is, he says, my lafuke mitzvot. And birchat hamitzvah. We're talking the whole time birchas, and then now he throws in out of left field. Mm-hmm. When you make a bracha on shofar, you don't make a bracha after shofar, or on the lulav, or on tefillin and tzitzis. That's what Rashi said. You don't make a bracha. So that's what he means. Even though it sounds like he's talking about food, but then where his answer is about birchat hamitzvot, that there's only a bracha before. So the Gemara says, but what about the people who live in Israel? Ulema Rava, the Batar, the Mesalke Tfilah, so when the people in Israel took off their tefillin, they did make a bracha. Now, they could have said, they could have said that it comes to exclude lulav and shofar, unless they also made it, in other words, why doesn't Gemara answer it? Okay, so they don't make it by tefillin, but the Rashi quoted tzitzis lulav shofar, so it could be they could have, or it could be enach ha'inam, they made a bracha on all of those two. I don't really know. So the Gemara says lafuke rechani, when you smell something reyach. That was yesterday's stuff. When you make a borimine b'samim or breyat say b'samim, whatever bracha you make, I don't make a bracha at the end. Amar Rav Yanei, Amar Rav Koshu kebeitza. Beitza tova menu. You know, you have a lot of, sure, how much you have to eat, yeah, or how much you have to bench, if you eat an egg's worth. Nice. So whatever, like an egg is better than what's like an egg. You know, if you have to eat like an egg, better to eat an egg. Eggs are good. Kiyata ravina amar tava beyata megugaluta mishita kise sota. A scrambled egg, basically, that's what it sounds like. A scrambled egg is better than 60 buckets of solid. A flower. Meshita mitavaita mearba mevushdata. This is a different type of tova. It's a sluyakasha, hard boiled egg. Rashi says sluyakasha. It's hard barbecue. Like hard boiled egg is better than four pounds of flour or thinking. Whatever's like an egg, eggs are always better. There's only one thing better than eggs, levar mipisra. Only meat. That's what the Gemara says. Only meat is better. Meat in the Tangvar was considered a very special thing. Eid on Shabbos Yom Tov. Okay, we'll stop here.